All right, welcome to the Hoop Fans Podcast. I'm your host, Lil Rob.
And Big Mike.
Hey, today we're going to kind of talk about some more NBA news, trade deadline news, things like that. But I first want to kind of start off. I watched a couple of games today. Let me first talk about the Detroit Pistons game. Cade Cunningham getting teed up for pointing at his family in the crowd. So, look, the NBA is getting soft. I don't even know what to say about it anymore, because you're getting teed up because you want to point at your family in the crowd, and the ref's going to tee you up thinking you're taunting the other player. And second, De'Aaron Fox getting teed up and getting kicked out of the game when he obviously hit the ball first. Yeah, the follow through was big, but let's be honest, common foul should have been what it was, but flagrant one at worst. I mean, flagrant two. I mean, that's a little ridiculous. What do you think, Mike?
I saw Cunningham's, but I didn't see Fox. He got flagrant two, so he got ejected.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one, but I did see the first game between Houston and Sacramento. Reminded me of the N1 mixtape back in the 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, those games are crazy. Like, no defense. It was just
going off on run and gun down the court.
It was kind of fun to watch, you know. No D whatsoever. Kings and Houston. That was
two games in a row with the N1 mixtape, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, these dudes on Houston, like, what's his name? Porter. And that dude just puts his head down, and Jalen Green. Yeah, he just puts his head down and just goes to the hoop, you know, pretty much out of control. They're young, you know.
Yeah, they get at it. I mean, they run up and down the court for sure, but
they just run down there and shoot it like in about 8 seconds. They just shoot the ball.
Yeah. What do you think of the NBA, though, and these new, you know, flagrant one, flagrant twos? I mean, most of these things look like common fouls, you know, from 80s, 90s, even in the beginning of the 2000s. And now everything is a flagrant one or a flagrant two. I mean, what's your opinion on this? Because I think it's pretty soft.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like that. So, you know, you get used to that. I mean, you can't really do nothing. I mean, then they review it and they determine, you know, if it's a flagrant or not, you know, if you're going for the ball or whatever.
I think a lot of these things are determined off how the player falls to the ground as well.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you know, he hits the ball first, follow through goes through the hands, he takes a bad fall. I mean, I think if you took a poll, most people would say flagrant one at worst, most really a common foul because he got the ball first. But the way he took a fall, it just kind of, it makes it look worse than it really is.
I mean, a flagrant foul used to be like, if somebody's like driving to the hoop and you just hack them, you foul the shit out of them so hard and they fall on the ground.
Yeah, and you don't go for the ball.
That used to be a flagrant foul, but these days you'll get ejected for that and like fined and all kinds of stuff, you know.
So. Yeah, I mean, you could be going for the ball, and if the guy takes a bad fall and it looks worse than it really is, then it's a flagrant and you get ejected. But I don't know, I think that was a turning point in that game. Obviously, Fox couldn't come back in the fourth quarter, but you know what? Not to take anything away, Houston, like you said, they're kind of young. They're running gun, and the Kings should have handled their business, and you know they just didn't. And I think this is a big thing we talked about last week on the episode. You know, trades coming up, so the Kings got to do something. I mean, I don't know what it is, but they got to do something big. They got to make some moves. They got to blow this thing up because this roster isn't working.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a lot of talk. When is the trade deadline?
I think it's coming up. What was it? February 10th, I think it is.
Yeah, so usually everything happens like the last day, you know, or close to it. So.
Yeah. But what do you think of the Cam Reddish trade, Atlanta to New York?
I mean, that's good for New York. Atlanta really didn't get much, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, They don't think Atlanta had really a choice. I mean, unless they're trying to move him and something else, Kevin Knox.
Like you said, they basically got the same player. So,
yeah, I mean, that's my opinion.
It's Reddish is a little better, but
right now he is. Yeah. And I think it's a good fit there in New York with him. I mean, I would have liked the Kings to have gotten him too. I mean, young guy shooting threes, you know, at least take Barnes's spot, but, you know.
And then I'm looking at this Bol Bol. What the fuck is that dude's name? Bol Bol. Is that's Manute Bol's son, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He voided Pistons voided the trade because he didn't pass his physical. How the fuck you don't pass a physical when you're already on the NBA?
Well, and you're already playing. Yeah. I mean, you're on the roster. It's not like you're sitting because you're injured. Not sure how that happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he lost some weight or something.
I don't know how much more weight this guy could lose. I mean, let's be real. He's already, you know, paper thin and 7'5" or whatever he is.
Well,
so
he's a guard anyway. So
yeah, yeah.
He's like a 7'5" fucking small forward or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what that is, but he's got to get bigger if he's going to make it in the NBA for sure. But
I keep reading that Denver's going to sign Cousins, but for some reason he hasn't signed yet. They're supposed to sign him.
Yeah, that, I mean, I know we talked about that last week too, DeMarcus not being able to get on a roster somewhere, but again, he's got to make it on some. I mean, he's a great backup. He's got skills. I mean, I don't know what else to really say, you know, why teams don't want to keep him. I don't know what it is, but do you think of LeBron tweeting out his tweet here recently? He's sorry to the LA fans and promises they're going to be better. What's up with the Lakers? You're a Lakers fan. What's your thought on them right now?
Some days they look great. Some days they look terrible. I don't know. Just a little kind of old. I'm not sure. You know, I can't tell. But did you see they were trolling Russell Westbrook in Sacramento?
Yeah, playing cold as ice every time he missed a hoop. Hey, that's some funny shit right there.
Yeah, they fuck with Westbrook, and then he gets all mad, and, you know, he starts doing crazy shit, you know.
Hey, the NBA, what they told the Kings that they can't do that anymore, and it's like, come on, they do stuff in arenas all the time when it's the other, you know, team coming to their town and these things happen. So
yeah, but come on, remember the cowbells the Kings used to have?
Yeah, no, there was nothing against that. They used to ring that shit right in the back of the Lakers bench too back in the day, you know, during the rivalry.
Well, they must have stopped it because you can't do that shit no more.
Well they haven't been good enough to do that shit anymore, but they, I mean, people still come with them. It just isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, all the old Laker vets are coming out. Yeah, Magic came out and said he's disappointed in this team. No effort, you know. So that's why LeBron said that.
Yeah, he's addressing the Magic Johnson situation. You know, I mean, usually when Magic comes out and says something about the Lakers, somebody responds to it because obviously, you know, he was their GM for a little bit and obviously, you know, got penalized a few times for talking to players and making comments and stuff, so he had to step down. But yeah, he, I mean, you know, it's Magic Johnson. I mean, Hall of Famer, Laker legend. So he's going to say something. Somebody's got to respond to it. And obviously, LeBron feels the, you know, the leader of the team. So,
well, it ain't LeBron's fault. I'll tell you that much.
No, LeBron's been playing. It's not on him at all. I mean, you know, it's got to be up to the other players to step up. And most of it's Russ. I mean, Russ needs to step up. I mean, 2-for-14 against the Kings. I mean, he's just been, I don't know what's up with him. He just doesn't look the same. Maybe he's just unhappy in the role that he's got with them.
I'm not sure, but I know LeBron, I was looking at his stats. He had better stats than he did, like similar stats, a little bit better than he had like 10 years ago. So in this stretch, though.
He's right like now. The ageless wonder. I mean, this guy just keeps going like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, but Russ, I don't know, man. I used to like Russ too, but he ain't the same. I don't know, he don't have that fire anymore or something. I don't know, man. But it doesn't help that he can't make a fucking jump shot.
Yeah, I mean, he banks on the bank shot, but he's not even making those. So, what do you think of the new power rankings? I mean, obviously, you know, week to week, these things move, but Grizzlies grabbing the number one spot. I mean,
and the whole league.
This is what according to CBS Sports here, we got Grizzlies grabbing the number one spot. Heat number two, Suns number three. How are the Suns going to get knocked out of the number one spot? Sometimes I wonder what these people are thinking here.
Man, the Grizzlies, that I guess they were on they had a 10-game winning streak. So, I mean, but yeah, that's.
I mean, well, let's think about it. The Suns were, what, 1-3, 1-4 or something or whatever, and they've gone like 30-5. So, I mean, there's some big winning streaks there. So, I'm not sure. Look, the Grizzlies, I talked about them last week, right? It's one of my sleeper teams in the West. And obviously, I talked about the Chicago Bulls as well. But, man, have they been moving down big time? They must have had them.
Well, Zach LaVine got hurt too.
Well,
that was just yesterday.
Yeah, recently, yeah. But they got blew out two games in a row, back to back at home. Like worst. I don't think any home team's has done that before with 25 points. You know, getting blown out by more than 25 points back to back at your home.
I don't know. After watching the Warriors, the Nets blew out the Warriors, but I mean, anybody gets blown out every now and then. But the Warriors. With Klay Thompson back, Warriors look nice right now.
Actually, well,
they're deep.
They're deep, but they actually been on a losing streak. So, in fact, I think they got to, what was it, tonight, they're losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves as we speak right now.
Yeah, but with no Curry and no Draymond, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's big, but since Klay's come back, they really haven't been on a roll. Obviously, they're trying to, you know, get him back in, but a big part of that is Draymond being out, like you said, and he's going to be out another couple of weeks. But talking about injuries, Durant out 4 to 6 weeks.
Ouch.
Yeah.
He'll be fine, though. I mean, as long as he comes back.
Well, if Harden can, you know, pick up the slack by himself, then they might be okay. But with Kyrie being gone, you know, half the time, are they going to be able to keep up with it? I think they're going to drop. I mean, I don't see them winning games with just Harden because, look, those three players take up so much money on that team that you just got a bunch of role players. And, you know, if they all start to step up. But Harden's a good assist man. I mean, he leads teams. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, they got a lot of rookies. So, I mean, it gives the players experience. As long as he comes back by the playoffs, then that should be fine. But.
You know, yeah.
What was his injury?
Who, KD?
Yeah.
MCL sprain, I believe. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to get it to, you know. I think they'll hang in there, but they're not going to be as dominant as they've been. So.
Yeah, the Sixers, I mean, they have Ben Simmons just sitting there, I said last week. So, they're looking to maybe trade Tobias Harris and Simmons for somebody. So. That's some good pieces.
They're looking to get rid of his contract. Yeah, he's got a big contract they're looking to get rid of. And obviously, you know, look, there's been talks this week about the Kings being the most likely team to get Simmons because the pieces, all the players being up for grabs, Harrison Barnes, Fox, Hield, Bagley, you know, Lynn. I mean, pretty much I think every player, even Halley's name has come up a little bit, but I think they're the team, but I think it's going to be a 3 or 4 team deal. I think multiple teams are going to be involved when the Ben Simmons trade actually happens. But I do believe something's going to happen with Ben Simmons for sure.
I wonder if he could even play basketball anymore.
You know what? He's had plenty of time to work on his jump shot. That's for sure. There can be no excuses of why he can't shoot anymore.
I was seeing on YouTube, he was just sitting there stroking three after three, but that was just like in warm-up practice, you know? Yeah,
hey, we're talking about practice. So yeah, I don't know. There's, you know, you think about it, he should just be working on his jumper, but you know, practice isn't the same as game time. So I mean, we'll have to see how that goes. But What do you think? I mean, we kind of talked last week too about the Celtics. You know, do you think they should split Brown and Tatum up?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean,
I know the Kings. I believe the Kings have looked into Jaylen Brown.
It just depends who it's for and who you're getting, you know. But I don't know, man. You got two young stars right there.
I just don't see them playing.
No, they're like
They can't. They can't play together though. They can't get it to, you know, where they're cohesive and they're gelling together. I mean, at times it happens, but I mean, they've been together for what, 3 years now. I mean, they should be going hand in hand. So I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. But, I mean, I think the Kings, you know, if they could get Simmons and not even, you know, it just didn't have to be Simmons. There's Miles Turner. There's Domantas Sabonis. You know, there's lots of players that are in talks right now.
Oh, yeah, Lakers are looking at Sabonis. I mean, not Sabonis, Turner.
Turner. You got Jeremy Grant, you know, like we spoke about. So there's lots of players. I'm actually excited, though. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen. And, you know, I know the Hawks are, they keep saying the Hawks are going to do something, that they're all in to do, make something big happen. But the Sixers got to get rid of Simmons. I mean, you're just, this guy's not even playing for you anymore because he's got mental issues, supposedly. So, you know, but he's got LeBron's agent. So, you know, the same agent that Anthony Davis had, I believe. And, you know, it's how these players are playing it now.
Have you seen that kid balling? Anthony Simons. That dude's been going off. There's nobody left in Portland.
Yeah, he's
been
getting
putting
his
up numbers. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing good. I mean, you know, with what, Lillard's out, about to have surgery. McCollum is actually just getting ready to come back. So at least they'll get one of them back. But Portland, man, yeah, they've had their injuries. But even before they had the injuries, they fell off. I don't know if it's the players or if it's Billups, you know, maybe they don't like him. I don't know what the story is over there, but it doesn't look like they like what's happening, that's for sure. So, but yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to see kind of what goes down here. And look, it's always exciting at this time of the year because everybody likes to speculate what's happening. But you never know. There's so many teams are going to be involved in it. We just have to see what's going to happen. I mean, but
I mean, usually nothing really happens too major. There'll be like one trade, one pretty big one, but a lot of times nothing really happens. But there's a lot of players out there. Yeah, the Pacers, they're going to bust up that team too, apparently. They got a lot of pieces over there as well.
They do got a lot of pieces because Caris LeVert's name is out there. I mean,
yeah.
Look, when we say nothing big's going to happen, what you mean by that is, look, players like LeBron James and Kevin Durant and James Harden aren't going to be involved. There's lots of good players in the NBA that are going to be traded right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of names floating around, but, you know, usually it doesn't, you know, those big shots, the big wigs, the NBA all-stars, they're not on the move that often during the NBA trade deadline. So I don't know. We'll have to see. I know it's getting inching closer here, but we'll just see what's going on. And hopefully, in my mind, as a Kings fan, we do something. So back to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, Klay's come back, but they've been off. I mean, you know, they're getting blown out now here by the Warriors or by the Timberwolves. So obviously they don't have Steph tonight, but I think they're going to be in it. They're just going to need some time. Green's out, so we'll have to see. What do you think, you know, getting Ben Simmons out, doing something in Philly? I mean, they got to do something for Embiid. I mean, big man only lasts so long in the NBA. And right now, I mean, it feels like he's in his prime. Embiid's a baller. He's got skills.
Oh yeah, he's been doing it too. He's been carrying them. So they need like a number two player to go with him. You know, I don't know if Harris isn't really that guy. So like, yeah. I mean, they have a lot of good players, but they don't really have a great player to go with Embiid. But yeah, Embiid's the best. I mean, he's the best center. Oh, well, you got him and Jokic. They're a class above the rest.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. We can't. Yeah. Don't forget about Jokic because the most skilled big, but I think the most dominant probably Embiid.
He gets his every night. He's getting 28, 30 points a night, you know, so.
You're right, and I think that's what the Sixers are looking to do because, like you said, they don't have a dominant second-tier player next to Embiid. You know, Tobias just isn't it. He's a good role player, but he's not a star player.
I mean, he's good, dude. He puts up good numbers. I mean, he could do everything, but he's just not consistent. So one night, you know, he might get 30 points, and the next night he'll get 10 points, you know.
Yeah, then you got Danny Green, which, you know, I mean.
Danny Green? Oh, hell no.
I guess it's just like, you know, like, I don't even know what to say about Danny Green because he's pretty much fell off. I mean, you know, he was good. He's pretty much good in the playoffs, you know, but that's about it.
He's good for like 15, 20 minutes these days, you know.
Yeah.
Remember when he went to the Lakers, he was getting death threats a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember. Yeah, because he couldn't make a three-pointer.
Was that last year?
No, that was the year before. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, Embiid needs somebody. You're right. I mean, and I think that's what the Sixers are going after. They want a De'Aaron Fox. They want a Tyrese Halliburton. You know, they want some kind of player, you know, that's going to go with him. I mean, they're even, I heard John Collins. They're looking at John Collins because the Hawks want Simmons. And I think the Hawks got a lot of pieces. They say the Kings are the front runners, but I think the Hawks are right there with them because the Hawks have a lot of wing players, a lot of players they could give up and to get Simmons. And I think either one of those teams are going to be the team. But like I said, it's going to be a 3 or 4 team deal.
Yeah, Collins has been pouting a lot lately, and he's unhappy over there too. So
he's been unhappy since Trey got there. Trey likes to ball in his hands. You know, he likes to showboat, but he gives it to him. I mean, you got a point guard who could score, but still putting up 10 assists, 12 assists, 14 assists. I mean, how can you complain about that?
Didn't they play together in college?
No. Well, John Collins was what was he? Wake Forest, I know Trey was at Oklahoma, so I don't remember where Collins was at, but yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. So, but
yeah, they got a lot of wings. You're right, because they like Hunter. So, you know, they got what's his name, Bogdanovich or
Bogdanovich.
I don't know, I just
Bogey.
Call him Bogey. Yeah. There's like three Bogdanovich, or not Boban, but
nah, Boban, and then you got Bojan with the Jazz, and then you got Bogdan. So, look, they're gonna do something as well. So, like we said, a lot of teams are, but you know, if you got something out there you guys want to talk about with your teams, you know, let us know. Let us know what your ideas are. We can kind of discuss it.
Damn, the Heat have a decent record for having everybody been out for a long time. They haven't
quietly had just sitting there, you know, just quietly sitting there. But I still can't get over the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, I mean, just quietly putting together a solid season. But
yeah, I watched them play the Kings, and they're lanky, boy. They had 3 7-footers in their starting lineup, so they play it too. They don't care. They'll play. You know, they actually played Utah Jazz this week, and Gobert was out, Whiteside was out, and they were playing Rudy Gay at backup, but he was even out, and their other backup was out. So I think they literally started Royce O'Neal at center against that team, and they still ran their same lineup.
Yeah. Cleveland, they don't mess around. I mean, it's tough to go to the hole against Cleveland. I mean, it's not easy. 3 7-footers. That's a big lineup. But give them credit. I mean, you know, they're putting together a solid season as well. But I mean, then again, that's where you kind of go down. You start to question the Celtics and the Hawks, two playoff teams last year. I mean, Hawks went really far in the playoffs last year. And they're sitting at 17-25. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're way down there, huh? Look at the...
Yeah.
I kind of like the Raptors team. They've been injured a lot, too. But I kind of like their squad, you know. I mean, they're not really built for the playoffs, but...
I mean, you kind of look at the Raptors and you wonder, Siakam puts up a triple-double. What was it? Yesterday, I believe. And... I mean, he's a good player. You know, his name was being thrown out there at the beginning of the year, but quietly, I don't think he's gonna go anywhere. I think they're gonna keep him. So, but yeah, I mean, you got, you know, Warriors kind of falling down a little bit. You got the Suns still sitting at the top. I mean, it's just amazing, Chris Paul and his age. What? It shows a leading point guard can do to a team. And it just amazes me. To see him play for so long and take a team that hadn't been in the playoffs in a while, and they're just sitting at the top of the Western Conference for 2 years in a row. So the Clippers, what do you think the Clippers are going to do? I kind of heard something about them, you know, blowing stuff up over there.
I don't know who they're going to trade because, I mean... What do you want? What would you want from the Clippers, you know?
Well, I mean, there's a couple players that you could want, but...
Well, yeah. But, I mean, unless it's Paul George or...
I don't see the Clippers giving him up, yeah.
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 Is he coming back? He's supposed to come back here in a couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, they talked about it. I mean, and see... you're talking... Oh, Paul George.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be back. I was thinking of Kawhi, but Kawhi, I don't know what... I mean, they said this year, but I don't know if he's actually going to make it back or not.
I doubt it. I mean, I don't know. You'd have to ask his dad about that or his uncle or whoever his agent is.
Hey, his uncle, yeah. I think he's over there leading the charge, you know? So, what's... AD, he's going to get his evaluation or his injury reevaluated. They're looking like end of January, maybe. They need to get him back. They're struggling.
Yeah, I mean, if he don't come back healthy, you know, it's going to be tough in the playoffs. Looks like the Lakers are going to hang on. We'll get a spot, but you're going to have to play the Suns or the Warriors, or somebody in the first round, that ain't going to be pretty.
No, yeah, that's going to be a tough first-round game, but, you know, it's different when you play the same team over and over for 5 to 7 games in a row. So it's not like the season where you kind of move on to different teams and stuff, when you kind of, you know, playing the same team over, and you got, you know, game plans and things like that. Defensively, you know, you got veterans on that team, so... But yeah, if you're going to play the Warriors or the Suns, I think it'll be tough. But, you know, Grizzlies sitting at 3 right now, if they hang on and sit there, they're going to be a tough matchup. So,
yeah, I don't know. But I'm not scared of the Grizz in the playoffs. I'm not scared of them. They're too young. We'll see, though. They have a lot of players.
So. What do you think of the matchup a couple nights ago with Luka and Ja?
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah, they went at it, and I think Luka put up a triple double, and beat, you know, pretty much blew him out. And I don't know. Again, we go back to the last week, the conversation we had. You know, you kind of asked me about Ja, and you know, when he goes up against the top tier point guards in the league. You know, they usually get the best of him. So,
yeah, he's got heart, though. You know,
he does.
He likes to talk and stuff, you know, but he's got heart.
Yep, for sure, for sure. Hey, we thank you for joining us on the Hoop Fans podcast, and we'll be back next week for another episode. We're out. I'm your host, Lil Rob.
Peace. We'll be right back.